If someone mentions the Rockford Files, you'll think about James Garner, but you'll also remember that harmonica and synthesizer theme. If you hear the phrase Hill Street Blues, you might think of that ensemble cast, but you'll also remember that gentle piano melody that accompanied images of police cars careening around corners. The same is true for Magnum P.I., the A-Team, L.A. Law, NYPD Blue, and Law and Order. Classic series that also happen to have classic musical themes. And in the case of The Greatest American Hero, you may even remember the title song first. Believe it or not, I'm walking on air. It went to number 2 on the pop charts in 1981. Tonight, he becomes only the second TV composer in history to be chosen for this honor, after his friend and fellow pioneer, Earl Hagen. It's my great honor to induct composer Mike Post into the Television Academy Hall of Fame.
Being inducted into the TV Hall of Fame, like, super special. Kind of weird, because I don't spend much time looking back. But this was a chance to thank so many people that helped me over so many years. Didn't seem like I'd been doing it that long. Didn't seem like work, just seemed like a lot of fun. But I sure miss a lot of the people that aren't here, and it was great to be able to acknowledge them that night.
When I went from being a studio musician to arranging and producing for records, and then at 24 to becoming the music director for the Andy Williams TV show, there I was standing with my baton in front of people that were both my dear friends and my idols. For me, my life can be summed up, my career and my life can be summed up in one word: collaboration. No one had a bigger influence on me as a composer than my late partner, Pete Carpenter. Pete and I wrote the music for almost 2,000 hours of television over 17 years. If he were alive today, I'd still have a partner. We never had a contract. We didn't keep track of who wrote what. We never had an argument. We just talked about how lucky and happy we were. Now, honestly, for a composer to work on one or two shows that run a long time, that's really lucky. To work with even one producer that you actually are close to, that's not common at all. So for me to spend my life with Cannell and Bochco and Wolf is way beyond fortunate. To be treated with so much respect and kindness by those three geniuses, it's something I can't begin to describe.